Okay, so let's have you go ahead and lie on your backs. I think today is what, September 30th, 2015, and we're going to do lesson number 453 called Eyes and Lines. So take a few moments here to start to settle into the floor, drawing your attention and your awareness to how you're lying on the floor today. Bringing your awareness and again attention to each shoulder blade, sensing how each shoulder blade is resting on the floor, each side of your pelvis, how your legs are lying on the floor, and how your arms are lying on the floor. And then notice how the back of your head is resting on the floor, which is what we worked with last week. And once you sense what part of the back of your head is resting on the floor, come to your front side to notice your chin, how it's positioned relative to your chest. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side now. And then bring your head back to the center. And now start to draw your attention and your awareness to your eyes. So best to have your eyes closed with this lesson, since we're going to work with the eyes. And see if you can identify where the pupil of your eye is. So, as you're resting there comfortably on your back with your eyes closed, you're getting a sense of where the pupils are for you. And then noticing the size of the pupils and the location in your eye of the pupils. You okay? So from your pupils, like that awareness kind of is going to go now into the background. You're going to bring awareness to your left eyebrow. And as if you were going to draw a line, noticing where the midpoint of the eyebrow is, how it passes through where the left pupil is, and it starts to travel down through the left side of your cheek, towards the left side of your chin, So you're seeing this line that you begin to create on the left side of your face, going through the middle, again, of your left pupil, left eyebrow, and now up the left side of your forehead. Down to the cheek. Passing the corner of the left side of your mouth. And then imagining that this line continues on past your forehead and past your chin. We'll say, so to speak, into space, as if it's above you, or traveling down your body and then above your head. Now, as you continue to sense and be aware of this line that's continuing above your forehead, off into space, down the left side of your body, past the left foot, out into space, you also become aware of your breathing, your breath, and the air, and how it's traveling in through your nostrils and out. So in a way, you put this line on the left side that goes right through the center of your left pupil, kind of in the background, and then you're bringing into the foreground how air travels into your nostrils and travels out for your breathing. And now begin to shift the awareness of your breath traveling in your nostrils and out to the background, bringing this line from the forehead and above your forehead on the left side, down through your left pupil, left cheek, past the corner of your mouth, past your chin, bringing that line back into the foreground. Drawing specifically your attention to the left pupil and really identifying where the pupil is and then the center of the left pupil, which can be light, it could turn dark. So just notice if yours is light, dark, because this is where our vision comes from. So how does the deepest center of the left pupil show up for you? And it may be first light, and then as you go to the point of the center, it becomes quite dark. And then let all that go. And just take a rest from focusing on anything. You may want to shift your attention to your breath and breathing in your belly. And then take a moment to notice the left side of your face, comparing and contrasting it to the right side of your face to see if anything feels different. Does anything around your eye, the cheek area, the forehead, maybe it's a feeling of softness, and then let that go, and again, pause and just rest, allowing your mind to wander, to be random. And now, in the same way that you drew attention to your left pupil, we're going to do the same thing on the right side. So first, identifying for yourself where is the right pupil, sensing the size and the shape, and immediately comparing and contrasting, kind of in the background, to the left. It's really interesting if one pupil feels larger or smaller than the other. And then once you identify your right pupil, sensing the location of it, you start to draw a line through the center of the right pupil, starting to work down towards the right cheek, working down towards the corner of the right side of your mouth, and then seeing how this line then travels up through your right eyebrow, up through the right side of the forehead, and as you continue to draw this line, you see it continuing out and beyond yourself. So, especially with your forehead, once you go beyond your forehead and where the hairline is, the line, so to speak, continues out in space. And then as you continue the line down the left side, past your chin, down along the left side of your body, past the left foot out into space. And as you continue to draw this line and have this line become clearer and more pronounced for you, you're aware of your breath, the air traveling in and out through your nostrils. And as you continue sensing and being aware of the air traveling in your nostrils and out, and your awareness of this left line, bring back into your attention and your awareness the right side, the right line. First, noticing if these two lines are parallel. And the thickness of each line. Is one line thicker or thinner, or are they the same? But again, are they parallel? And then let all that go. Again, pause. allowing yourself to just float, let your mind wander and be random. And then let's take a moment here to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And once your feet are standing, to go ahead and slowly tilt your pelvis a little bit to arch the lower back and flatten it, just to get a little movement going with your spine. Maybe pulling back into your awareness what we did last week of just noticing the relationship of your head and how your head and your chin moves relative to the pelvis moving. So you don't do anything with your head. You just observe and watch how it moves because it's connected. Having the movement of the pelvis soft and easy, gentle. Excellent. And pause and let that go. And then slowly elongating your legs again. Once your legs are long and you're resting, start to draw attention back to your nostrils, feeling the air traveling in and then traveling out for your breath and breathing. And now you're going to bring your attention awareness back to your left eye. First, finding the pupil, the center of your eye. And then from there, expanding out to define for yourself the outside, I'm going to say, of your eye. So where your upper eyelid is and then the lower eyelid and around that area. So it's that space below your eyebrow where our eyelid is and then the under part that drops under our eye. And if you were to take a paintbrush and to just paint this area, right? It's like very often it's the area we see in, I'm thinking like Egypt, how the Egyptians shaped the eyes as this, they created this entire area. They just didn't draw the pupil or the eyeball. And you can choose any color that you'd like to paint this left area. That's it. And now, once you're done painting that eye, I'm going to say overall eye shape, which is including that upper eyelid and the lower, draw your attention and awareness to where the corner is on the left side. And if you were to draw a line from the corner, right, where the upper and lower eyelid meets, and it goes over to your left ear, right where the part of the, I'm going to say the top part of your ear, right, intersects with your face. So it's not the top part of the ear, but it's the part of the ear that is connected to our face. And how that's lined up with this corner part of the upper and lower eyelid. So you're going to draw a line there. And then on the inner edge, where the upper and lower eyelid comes together, very close there is the bridge of your nose. So it'll be a tinier, very small, tiny line that you'll draw over there to connect to the nose bridge. And then take a moment to pause, putting this somewhat in the background, bringing the breath of your air traveling in and out of your nostrils into the foreground. And then you're going to draw your awareness and attention on to the right pupil. First, becoming aware of the shape and size of the right pupil, and then this area around the right pupil where the upper eyelid is, it's below the eyebrow, and then the lower eyelid. And then you're going to again take a paintbrush and paint this area, maybe the same color, maybe a different color. Covering the pupil, the upper eyelid, and the lower, observing where the corners meet. The edges of the inner upper eyelid and lower, and then the outside corner where the upper and lower eyelid meets. And once you've painted that area, you're going to draw a line from the right corner over to where your right ear attaches. It's almost like putting an eye mask on you. And then you're going to go from the inside corner over towards the nose and see if that line can continue over to the left. So that you now bring your left pupil and the left eye back into your awareness that you painted. And then seeing those lines that go from the corners of your eyes over to your ears. And then take a moment to pause, let all that go, bring your awareness back to your breath and your breathing, the air traveling in through your nostrils and out. And now bring your awareness and attention back to your left pupil. Recollecting the original line that you drew going through the center of the left pupil, up through the eyebrow, through the forehead, and then down through the cheek, down by the corner of the left side of your mouth, down the left side of your body. And as you bring this line back into your awareness, can you draw another line parallel to this line, but that line's above you? Let's say 6 inches to 10 inches above you. So once you have the first line drawn on the left side through your left pupil, as you see that line, you create another line that floats above you, 6 to 10 inches above. And again, it's parallel with the first line. And keeping that, or these two lines, in your awareness, you're going to do the same thing on the right side. So you're going to start with your first line going through the center of the right pupil, through the right eyebrow, up to the forehead, out the forehead into space above you, down the right cheek by the right side of the corner of the mouth, down your right body, right foot, and out through space. And once you have that right line, again, 6 to 10 inches above you, you create a duplicate line. So it's exactly the same size, color, dimension, and it's parallel. And once you have that line, then you become aware of all four lines in your awareness, in your perception. Two lines that are floating above you that are parallel, and two lines that are going right through the center of your pupils and the center of each sides of you that are parallel. And now, as you've got these four lines, in particular, you're going to pay attention to the lines floating above you. And again, your eyelids are closed, but with the left pupil, you're using your left pupil to observe that left line that's above you, that's going up and down. And after observing the left pupil and line above you, using the left pupil, you're going to stay with the left pupil, but it's going to observe the line that's over to the right, that's floating above the right side of you. And now you're going to slowly let that go and bring your thought and awareness over to the right pupil. First, the right pupil, becoming aware of the right eye, and then the right line that travels from the right pupil above and below. And it's that parallel line that's above you, right? 6 to 10 inches. So you're using the right pupil to like scan that line. And then you're going to have the right pupil shift over to becoming aware of the left line that's floating above you. And again, you're scanning it from top to bottom, as far as you can imagine where that line goes. Pause with that. Continue to notice the two parallel lines floating above you. And in your mind and your thought, could you have them switch places? So the left line goes to the right, and the right line comes over to the left. And then can you switch them back again? And now, as you keep the lines there, those two lines parallel floating above you, can you slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left while keeping those two lines in your thought, in your mind, in your vision as you roll your head? Right? So the pupils, both the left and right, stay focused on those two lines as you roll your head so slowly, softly, and gently. Excellent. And when you've completed rolling your head to both sides, you will slowly and gently bring it back to the center. And then you'll let all of this go, bringing your thought, your attention, awareness back to the air traveling in and out of your nostrils. And then just let all of that go. Let your mind drift. Okay, and then bring your awareness back to both the left and the right pupils. And your four lines, right? So you have two lines that are drawn right along you and then two that float above you that are parallel to those two lines. And notice what color, if they're black or gray, or maybe you've made them red, what color those lines are. And now the two lines that are floating above you, you're going to move behind you. So in some sense, if you could imagine almost as if you were floating a little bit, and that those lines could be lying behind you, let's say on the floor. And once again, once you get those two lines behind you, just with the left pupil traveling up and down, first the left line, since it's behind you now. And then having the left pupil travel to the right side, noticing the right line behind you going up and down. Let go of that and go to your right pupil, having the right pupil be aware of first the right line behind you, and then becoming aware of the left line behind you with the right pupil. And now noticing both of those lines at the same time behind you, like we did on the front side, could the lines change place? Could the left line move to the right and the right line move to the left, staying behind you? And then move them back again. And then letting that all go. Shifting those two lines back to the front side, having them 6 to 10 inches parallel above you again. And then slowly letting all of that go, leaving your thought, leaving your imagery, drawing your awareness onto your breath, the air traveling in and out of your nostrils, and then sensing both the left and the right sides of your face, the areas around your eyes, your cheeks, your forehead. Letting that all go. And now one more time, you're gonna draw your attention and awareness to the left pupil. Again, really defining for yourself the shape, the color, the size, really going into the middle, the center of the left pupil. Really sensing the darkness of where we see, where our vision comes from. And then you're going to draw into your vision the line that went out from the corner of your left eye over to your left ear. And then how it goes to the inside corner to the bridge of your nose. And becoming aware of that line again, going, so to speak, left and right on the left side. And then noticing where the corners are of the left eye, where the upper and lower eyelid meet. We'll say that's the outer corner. And again, defining the inner corner where the inside of the upper and lower eyelids meet. Often we refer to that area where the tear ducts are. And again, noticing now that shape around your eye. And it's, in a way, it's like an almond kind of shape. And the softness around your left eye, the left pupil. And then coming to the right side, noticing the right pupil, the size and the shape, finding the center, the blackness of the center of the right eye, where we really see from, and then from there beginning to identify the upper eyelid and the lower, where they meet on the outside, and that line that draws to where your ear attaches on the right, but most importantly, where the upper and lower eyelids meet, and then coming to the inside corner, where we refer to as like the tear duct, where the upper and lower meet, the shape of this right eye, the size, the softness around this eye now, in your cheek, around your eyebrow and forehead. And then can you have both of these almond-shaped areas around the pupils in your perception now? Sensing that area, the softness of the eyelids being closed, the softness of the skin and the muscles around this area going up into your forehead, merging to your nose, traveling down your cheeks and around your chin and mouth. And then seeing if in your mind, in your thought, you can slowly drift above yourself. So like you come out of yourself, as if you were looking down, and slowly moving higher and higher so that the shape and size of both pupils become smaller and more distant until eventually they're only a tiny little dot left. And then continuing on so that that dot disappears and you just let go of it all, coming back to your awareness being on your breath, your breathing, the air coming in and out of your nostrils, starting to become aware of the rise and expansion of your belly, and then how it falls, and how that's related to the air traveling in and out of your nostrils. And then very slowly letting all that go. starting to become aware of how you're lying on your back now, how you sense and feel and observe not only your shoulder blades, but your entire upper back, your lower back, and your pelvis lying on the floor. How you sense your legs lying on the floor and your arms. Sensing the back side of your head that's resting on the floor. Noticing your chin, the front side of your face, the softness of the front side of your face, your throat. Slowly and gently rolling your head to the left and to the right. Feeling the quality of rolling your head now. The ease at which you roll your head to each side. Observing and noticing what's changed, what feels unique, different, maybe even special today from this lesson. And then as you feel ready, you can slowly and gently open your eyes and kind of notice the space around you, taking your time to come to a side, to come to sit, and then stand, and just really paying attention to how you have a new perception of yourself and the space around you from this lesson.